That school bell tells you that it is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and so I would invite you at this time to get your Bibles and turn to Acts chapter 4. We're in the midst of a study of the Apostle Peter, Simon Peter, also called the Cephas, which by interpretation is a stone, and see what happened to him in his life and what we can learn from him. And as we closed our last study, Peter was on trial before those of the Sanhedrin, the chief priest, and particularly of the Sadducees, for preaching the resurrection of the dead. And they had commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. And Peter and John answered them in Acts chapter 4 and verse 19, and said unto them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to hearken unto you rather than unto God, judge ye. But we cannot speak the things which we cannot but speak the things which we saw and heard." Now we're going to begin our Bible class lesson today in just a moment with that point, and begin in Acts chapter 4 and verse 21 and see what follows in this. So while you're turning your Bibles to Acts chapter 4, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. If you are afraid at this time of assembling with others to worship God, then you have this option before you. You can come to our parking lot and turn your radio to 100.3 FM, because we're broadcasting our services over a very low power FM radio that'll reach out to the parking lot, and you can listen to the parking lot to the service that is going on inside the building. Now, we wish you would come right on into the building, but for those that are at high risk or have special needs, why, this other option is available to you. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, let's turn to our text, Acts chapter 4 and verse 21. It's right after Peter had said that we are going to speak those things which we saw and heard. It says in Acts 4 and verse 21, "And they, when they had further threatened them, let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God in that which was done. For the man was more than 40 years old on which this miracle of healing was wrought." Acts 4 and verse 23. "And being let go, they came into their own company, and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said unto them. And they, when they heard it, lifted up their voice to God with one accord, and said, O Lord, thou that didst make heaven and earth and the sea, and all that in them is, who by the Holy Spirit, and by the mouth of our father David, the servant, didst say, why did the Gentiles rage, and the people imagine vain things? The kings of earth set themselves in array, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. For of a truth, in this city, against thy holy servant Jesus, whom thou didst anoint, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, and the Gentiles, and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel foreordained to come to pass. And now, Lord, look upon their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants to speak thy word with all boldness, while thou stretchest forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of thy holy servant Jesus." I want you to go back and look at this just a moment. When they come together, it says in Acts chapter 4 and verse 24 that they lifted up their voice to God with one accord. I want you to notice this. they, plural, when they heard it, plural, it's they, plural, lifted up their voice, singular. How could they, plural, lift up their voice, singular, to God with one accord? I'll tell you what that sounds like to me. It sounds to me like they were singing. In fact, what follows in this is a psalm. He's singing, Lord, thou didst make heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the Holy Spirit, by the mouth of our father David, thy servant did say. And then Psalm 2. Why did the Gentiles raise and the people imagine vain things and the kings of earth set themselves in array and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed? You see, those are songs. Those are quotations from two of the Psalms. The second one comes from the second Psalm. And so they lifted up their voice, singular, to God with one accord and repeated this psalm. Here we have an example in the Bible of congregational singing, teaching, and admonishing one another in psalms. And then they made the correct application. That psalm was talking about Jesus. And it says that they prayed. It says, and now, Lord, look upon their threatenings, verse 29, and grant unto thy servants to speak thy word with all boldness. Remember now, that word boldness means courage. While thou stretchest forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of thy holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken wherein they were gathered together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spake the word of God with boldness. You see, they had prayed that they would speak with courage, and here they are speaking with courage. And in Acts chapter 4 and verse 32 it says, the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Not one of them said that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they all had all things common, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. For neither was there among them any that lacked. For as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the price of the things that were sold and laid them at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto each according as anyone had need. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of exhortation, a Levite, a man of Cyprus by race, having a field, sold it, and brought the money, and laid it at the apostles' feet. And noticing this, they continued to preach the resurrection, even under threat, and they did so with boldness. But also it must have made a great impression on all those who were watching these things to see how the Christians came together to give of their means to those who were needy, and to help one another. Indeed, they could know that they were the Lord's by the love that they had one toward another. But all did not go well. There were those who, loving the praise of men, were willing to lie that they might receive that kind of praise. Let's look now in Acts chapter 5. We read about a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife. They sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, did it not remain thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thy power? How is it that thou hast conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. Did you see there how Peter said he had lied to to the Holy Spirit, and then he said he had lied unto God. Doesn't that show that when we're talking about God, we're talking about the Holy Spirit, and that God is not just God the Father, there's God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? The lie that Ananias and his wife had perpetrated was that they had sold their land as Barnabas. Now, Barnabas had brought the price of that land to the apostles' feet, and obviously he was praised in that. He wasn't doing that to be seen of men. But Ananias and Sapphira were doing what they were doing to be seen of men. They sold what they had and only brought part of the price. The lie here is that they were trying to leave the impression that they were bringing all of the price. I'll tell you, you do not want to lie about your giving. You remember that when you start filling out your income tax statement. You can deduct your giving, or some people can, if it's a certain amount. You certainly don't want to lie about that. Well, what happened when Peter said that thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God? Acts chapter 5 and verse 5. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. You see, that means he died. His spirit departed from his body, and his body lay there dead. And it says, great fear came upon all that heard it. And the young men arose and wrapped him round and carried him out and buried him. Now Acts chapter 5 and verse 7. And it was about the space of 3 hours after when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me, whether you sold the land for so much? And she said, yea, for so much. You see, she was lying, just like her husband Ananias was lying. And so we read in Acts chapter 5 and verse 9, Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to try the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them that have buried thy husband are at the door, and they shall carry thee out. And she fell down immediately at his feet and gave up the ghost. And the young men came and found her dead, and they carried her out and buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon the whole church and upon all that heard these things. This discipline wrought by the Holy Spirit himself upon these disciples is what generated this great fear. I'll tell you, we've got to learn, we don't take the Spirit of God lightly. And when the Spirit of God speaks to us through his word, the Holy Scriptures, we don't take the Holy Scriptures lightly, lest we be taking the Spirit of God lightly himself. And beware. We read in Acts chapter 5 and verse 12, that by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. But of the rest durst no man join himself to them. Howbeit the people magnified them, and believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, inasmuch as they even carried out the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that as Peter came by, at the least his shadow might overshadow some of them. And there also came together the multitude from the cities round about Jerusalem, bringing sick folk, and them that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one. Jesus had promised that they would receive this power from on high. And they not only preached the truth of God's word and the truth about Jesus and his resurrection, they confirmed what they preached to be true by the miracles and signs and wonders which they did. It is not hard for me to believe that. What is hard for me to believe? That in the face of all that evidence, there were those that did not believe. Good listener, do you believe?